lovely to be with you again in Paisley, and thanks so much for that welcome and for all your love and all your kindness. Thanks for all your help with Easter eggs and for all who have given money gifts to buy eggs. Thanks so much for all your kindness to us. We're just going to turn to that lovely verse again, John 3:16, and read it publicly today, because it is the gospel in a nutshell, isn't it? Such a lovely, beautiful verse. And Jesus is the speaker, of course, and he is speaking to Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews by night. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Just like to speak today about sharing the love, this wonderful love that the Lord Jesus has demonstrated for us, and just tell you a wee bit about what's been happening in Motherwell recently. And of course, at Christmas, you helped again, and I want to thank you for all the toys that we were able to go around and share the love. I haven't sent you a letter officially yet thanking you. It's been held back because we wanted to show you a photo of the Jesus car, and that has taken us a wee bit longer to get organized than we actually thought. But you'll get a picture of that soon. As we go around Motherwell, it's been quite amazing in recent months. The people have kind of turned us into kind of celebrities. We're kind of famous, you know, and it's quite a new thing to happen over the last 6 months or so. That, for instance, just a week past Friday, this man, he was a grandfather. Trixie and I were in the Asda shopping, and this man came up and he said, Ray, can I have a photograph of you with my daughters and my wee grandson? He says, because you're a legend in Motherwell. That was quite amazing. I think it's because we've been on Facebook and the internet that more and more people are getting to know us. And I said, of course, I'd be delighted to meet all your family and to have. So he took this wee photo, and I've just heard that the wee one has taken his first step. So it's been quite amazing for us just when we go up the street or wherever we go, and even at lunchtime, the school kids are coming up. And wanting their picture taken with us, and they don't care. They're in front of their mates and everything, just publicly they're acknowledging us and they're wanting our love and our friendship. And it's been quite amazing too that the wee bus, I'll tell you more about this in a minute, we've actually sold our bus over to our church. We wanted just to give it to them as a donation, but they said, no, you'll need to get a car, and that we'll give you a price for it. So they did. Jesus bus now belongs to our church, Roman Road Hall, but we are still in charge of it. So it's quite interesting. It still sits at our door, you know, and the young folk still come round. Here they are. They come at night, when we don't even know they're there. These teenagers came at night to take a photo of them with our bus, and that is quite amazing that they wanted to do that. And sometimes, of course, they come and they knock our door and they say, Ray, can we have a photograph at the Jesus bus? And so it's good to befriend these guys. This is at night as well, and it's good to be meeting these young guys and girls, and to be able to answer their questions as they ask us about Jesus. And it's quite incredible that though none of them are Christians or go to church or anything, that they want to be close to us. And it's just, we think that it's just the love of Jesus flowing through us, and that's something new that the Lord is doing in our wee community after 32 years of working among them, that there is something positive really, really happening among these guys and girls just at the moment. We'd ask for your prayers, And that God would continue to draw these young folks to us, and we'd get to know them better, and that we'd be able to speak to them about the Lord. And they email us, and they tell us their problems. They ask for prayer for their exams. They ask for prayer. I'm really worried about my mom. She's depressed because my dad has walked out on her. Or Ray, I'm going into hospital, or I've got a friend in hospital. And different problems that arise in their lives, and they email us, and we encourage them and counsel them. And here, of course, is our latest project, the Jesus Car. You know, in giving up the bus, we still wanted to fly the flag, you know. We were at a store yesterday, a business lady, very wealthy lady. She came out of her shop in Motherwell to see the sign. And she sat in the car with me and asked me questions about it. She said, "Ray, why? Did you just go and get that sign done?" I said, "Aye." I said, "I just got it on Thursday there." She says, why have you done that? You know, I know you've given up your bus." I said, "Well, I still want to fly the flag for Jesus, you know." So there was a business lady, a very important lady in our town, came out of her store to see the sign and ask questions about it, and it's just a point of witness. And of course, our lovely verse, we felt we didn't have room for the whole verse, it would have been good to have it, but we've got the first part of it, and it shows it in a nutshell. If anybody's interested, we can tell them the rest of the verse. But God loved the world. There's nobody, we never meet anybody that Jesus doesn't love or that Jesus didn't die for. Isn't that amazing? The love, as Lindsay was saying, he so loved the world. Think of what's in that little word, so, you know? He so loved the world that he gave heaven's best. He gave his only son, the Lord Jesus. And when the guys write into me and they try to say that I'm something or that I'm somebody or that I'm a legend or that I'm important, I say, "Listen, guys, Jesus is the legend. It's not me. I'm just a servant. I'm just a messenger telling you and pointing you to the one that you need to know." And I hope we're all clear about that. We need to get to know the Lord Jesus personally. It's not enough that I know him or that your friend knows him. You know, you have got to get to know him for yourself. I came to know him 40 years ago, you know, in a personal way. I had a lot of problems, one of them being drink. I had big problems with drinking and driving and that. But I came to know him, and he made a new man of me. We're going to be giving out these little Easter eggs, the smaller ones, to the guys and girls that we meet on the street. You know, maybe that they come at night to see the Jesus bus, or we meet them up the street. We're meeting guys and girls all the time. This was on Valentine's night again. Trixie and I were shopping. it's a real mission field up at our supermarket, you know. These young folk came, they saw us, they said, "Ray, Trixie, can we get a photograph?" And Trixie said, "Ray, we'll need to get them something. We haven't got any, didn't have anything to give them." I said, "What could we do?" You know, we're just talking quietly among ourselves. Trixie said, "Go and get them some of those wee chocolates." So I went back into the Asda, and it was Valentine's night, and I bought a lot of these little red hearts. And here, later on, they sent us that photograph. They must have taken it after we give them their wee hearts. And these were young folk that we had never met before, and they loved these little hearts. And there we were, you know, just sharing. We're going to do that with the wee Easter eggs as well, you know. People that we meet, they'll get the wee Easter eggs. Sharing the love, you know, letting them know that Jesus loves them in a simple way, you know. They'll never forget that, you know. If we never see them again, I hope we will, but they'll remember that we shared the love, you know, that we shared the love of Jesus with them. And that is a beautiful thing. I was just coming home on Thursday night from the prayer meeting. I usually walk